This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, it's Friday, and we're not going to get to all the things we have. It's really, really good show planned. So hopefully you guys have a decent weekend. Rico, you're going to play the role of Sinbad minus balloon pants. I hope you're comfortable with that. I know you have a fresh fade. You're feeling good. You're refreshed. We're going to grant some wishes because this is exciting to me.
It is. Hold on, Mike, real quick.
Yes.
Before we jump into that, don't mean to hijack the show, but I got one thing I do want to mention.
You want to tell David to bleep himself?
That comes later.
Okay, good.
We love you, buddy.
Why?
Just want to let you know.
What happened?
This is a safe space.
What happened?
And we all love you.
What happened?
I feel as if I owe you an apology.
Why?
I feel as if I brought an addiction onto you.
Uh-oh.
I feel as if, Mike, you're really getting into your Costco membership.
I am.
Okay.
I love it.
Because when I'm like, where are all the snacks coming from? Where are all the snacks? And then I walk over. And there's a gigantic box.
Yes.
Filled with everything. And I'm like, what? Beef jerky, this, that, Kirkland. Oh, no.
No, I'm guilty.
Oh, no.
Evan was really sad because he didn't have snacks.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, between Evan, you, your middle name is Snacks. Mm-hmm. It used to be Damon Harrison. It's actually Rico Snacksbeard. So it's you, Kenny, David, and Evan.
Right.
And multiple times I'll go to Evan, who used to have snacks, but never would be anything I would eat because Evan just is on a mission for death.
Yeah.
The point is, I said, we have a day game. If I have time, I'm going to make a snack run for you guys. And we're going to.
Right.
I delivered the mail. What? No. I mean, I can go to Costco right now if you guys really want.
Mike, we're all here because we care about you. You're our friend. We all love you. We're all very worried that maybe this has gone a step too far.
I feel responsible for this, Mike, because I was like, okay.
Vacuum sealer's awesome, by the
way.
Wow. It's tremendous.
Where did all of this? Because David was like, I can't believe I bought something. We got some snacks. I thought it was Evan's little drawer of snacks.
Oh, no.
Evan normally keeps a couple of things in his drawer. I go to look at the drawer, and I'm like, wait, where did all this stuff come from? Did somebody drop off something for the morning show? Oh, and then I'm looking at, oh, no.
Have you actually explored what I've created for Evan? The snack?
Yes, I have.
It's like a trailer of an 18-wheeler.
I felt like the ape from oh no!
But did you notice? Oh no! This was. It's gonna be my wife when she sees the credit card bill,
buddy. we love you. I feel responsible, so
okay.
I felt like maybe we need to have a little bit of an intervention right now before it becomes problematic.
You're right, Rico.
I don't want you to turn into Pookie out there selling turkeys for Thanksgiving.
I was thinking about going tonight.
Because here's the thing, Rico. What you also have to remember with this is, remember Friday before the holiday, and we talked about, you know, it's kind of cold. It was going to be cold, and what are you going to do? And Mike says, no, I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna smoke. I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna use the grill.
I did,
and then we realized it's because he bought too much from Costco.
No,
that he had to fight through it.
I will have you
Costco,
know,
Costco man.
Wrong. I was there Saturday morning. I went fresh because I got a vacuum sealer,
and there it
all
is.
All that stuff is vacuum sealed. We're good.
He walked in. Since Norm is dead, Mike is now taking over the spot.
I am.
Yes.
Mike!
You can make as many excuses as you want, and we'll listen to all of them.
Yeah.
We just want you to know that we're here for you in this
safe space. Listen, I'll get in the conversion van as long as it's headed to Costco.
We'll stop by Costco. You can pick up a few snacks.
Hold on.
A few.
That's a legitimate, that's an elite snack collection.
That's a pantry.
Okay. Well, that's what I was going for.
That's like the size of somebody planning for the apocalypse if they were like keeping stuff with them, except it's only snacks.
Kenny, this is what happened to the rest of that Y2K stuff that people had stored up. Look, I was like, wait, what?
Oh. And it was a blend of healthy snacks, but then Evan snacks.
No, it is, but it was funny because I literally went like, oh, no.
You know, I have one more box in my vehicle I do have to go get. I forgot about that. Actually,
so
hold on. I'll be right back.
I was like, okay.
I mean it. I forgot something in there.
See, we needed the intervention. He has more.
But okay. It's a great variety pack. Okay. I'm sorry.
Here's what we're going to do.
What? Okay? You can't return them.
You get one visit a week. And don't make us cap the card. Okay? We'll go a hard salary cap and put you on a second apron if we
have
to. Look,
I was thinking of doing pulled pork this weekend. You have to let me go. I was thinking of going and putting one on overnight. Come on. It's Stephen Foster preview day at Churchill Downs tomorrow. I was thinking about a little pulled pork.
Yeah, we're going to once a week.
Can I go get the other? In the commercial break, I want to get the rest.
You can go now if you want.
But hold on. You know, Kenny, you're going to benefit from this, and you're impugning my character.
It's not your character, Mike.
You're all snackaholics. I was doing a service for you.
I know. We care about you. But
I care about value. There was so much value. See,
and we know where this leads. We know where this leads. Don't end up in Costa Rica.
See, Mike, it's all about me. You have to say me. You can't point to others. Say me. I have a problem.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But of what? Spreading joy?
Mike, when you point to one other person, you're pointing three fingers right back at yourself, my friend.
Right, so then I'm a Michigan fan, essentially, right? Hold on.
I know you care about us, but we care about you.
But Evan said he wanted granola bars.
Mm-hmm.
How do they even sell 64 granola bars for that price? The value was immense.
It's a granola bar, not 78.
David, it's like 23 cents a granola bar.
Also a bag the size of an oil drum of candy over there,
That was for Evan, because that's an Evan snack. He likes the little candies and things, and it was called the Kirkland Fun Pack.
Mike,
you're
about two more visits away from the pallet of pickles.
Okay? No,
you are. And we're trying to stop you before you all of a sudden come. Okay, but guys, we all like pickles, right?
Mike, not that many pickles. I just have to get the last box from the vehicle.
We would love to be talking about the Lions and Tigers right now and what's your favorite thing that you want for them or whatever it is that we were going to do. But now we have to do this. We have to intrude on the sports topic for the Mike intervention.
No. I'm going to one-up that kid. That stuff's not important right now.
But how is generosity intervention worthy? None of the stuff is for me.
It's not, Mike, but you're going to go back, and you're going to keep going back.
Yes.
And before you know it.
It's my favorite place now.
He's going to come in here every week with a new box of snacks.
No. That's supposed to last at least 4 weeks. Now, come on.
You're going to, all of a sudden, the next thing you know, even the dogs are going to be looking shameful. Like, okay, you know what? There's only enough dog bones that we can eat. Enough. Take a break.
Guys, I brought in these brisket sandwiches for you. This was all for you.
And you all get a brisket, not a sandwich. I cooked each one of you a brisket. Each one.
Someone on text says, soon he'll be selling bulk candy, saying it's for a fundraiser.
All right, hold on. You know how much it angered me when the kids would come through tailgate? Like, their deadbeat parents have got their kids hawking candy at tailgates. You know what I should do? I'll duct tape a pallet of candy to the dogs since they don't have opposable thumbs, and I'll send the dogs through the office with a sign, $1. Look, If I just feel like this is a part of the Costco experience.
It is.
It's become my favorite place.
No, it is, Mike. But what we're saying, it can become addictive. And then that's where you end up with half the things in your cart you don't even know. This is when all of a sudden that woman who's pushing whatever product, you're like, how do I live without this?
I'll give you an example. So Kenny likes Girl Scout cookies. Okay. So I saw like a 10-pound bag of these Girl Scout cookie mini balls that are like the mint chocolate chip ones. And I go, well, that's for Kenny. And I grab the bag. This is an act of selflessness. I'm basically just David, except he just tells Bible stories. I actually do the Lord's work.
Right.
That's what this is about.
Not Kenny. I bought you a bag of Kenny. I bought you a 10-pound bag.
It's the only size they came in. That's it. I don't make the rules.
I know you don't, buddy.
But I do have something. I got to get it. Let me go get it.
But it was just, I was like, where are you guys getting all of this stuff?
Does this happen to everybody or is this a me thing?
No, it happens to everybody.
It does happen to everybody.
And that's why we're saying now, not that you can't enjoy it because it's a fine experience, but you have to be careful because you will come home with things that the wife will be like, take it back. Take it back.
Well, I did catch a light critique about Hold on. I caught a light critique about you bought more seasonings. I'm like, listen, value. This is just that was actually her when she saw I bought another dry rub.
So
I can throw the number out. We can get to our topics, but I'm fine with this. I feel like as long as it's generosity based, this is not, I haven't walked out with like egregious things for the household.
No, you haven't.
Yeah.
But what we're saying.
I love the vacuum sealer.
I told you.
It's tremendous.
And you made fun of me. And I was like, man, I kind of feel like, you know, I was the pusher here. Like,
it's great.
I've turned him into something. And
listen.
Now I look and you've changed your name to Diamond.
Are you really sure? But hold on. When you reanalyze the snack bin I've provided the crew, did I really go over the top or was it more about future planning and catering to everyone's needs?
If that's it.
Well, there's one more thing.
I was going to say, we're good until January.
No. I thought that was going to last until 4th of July. That was my goal.
No.
We'll still be snacking on granola bars, watching the Lions.
Evan wanted those. I admit, I couldn't decide between them because granola bars are not my thing. So I bought three varieties.
And here's the thing. I know you, and you're very generous. You are extremely generous. I was just singing your praises yesterday. Like, guys, Mike is a lot more generous than now. The gruff experience that you get on the radio. Like, he really cares about
I have
people.
A job to do.
But you also do things a little over the top.
I do. I know. It's
and as soon as I looked at that, honestly, the first thing I was like, David, oh no.
Well,
what have I done?
I
have failed you.
It's my favorite place.
Mike, it's not your fault.
I love
Mike,
it.
Mike.
And the people
it's not
are so
fault.
Nice.
Mike, it's not your fault.
Well, here's the thing, Rico. Here's the thing. Let him go get this box. And then when we return, Evan has a script for how this played out on Saturday. He's going to read the script on how this played out in Costco on Saturday.
Okay. I don't know what that pertains to, but away we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.